16:28, first mile, not bad, 16 and a half. That includes the stop for the picture, so just over 16. Yeah, good morning, 11:04 a.m. on the 13th of January 2014. What I didn't get done yesterday was my taxes. What I did get done yesterday was Hermit. Hermit of Lummis Wood is available for sale now on the Kindle. It's been uploaded to Nook and Kobo. If those two ever get their clown shoes off and actually publish it, we'll see. Beta reader feedback has been wonderful. I'm looking forward to hearing what everybody thinks about the story. I think I've achieved my goal of making the next book better than the last, and so I've raised the bar for myself once more for Cape Grace. I do have to get the taxes done today. I have to file them before the end of the day on the 14th so that they're registered on the 15th at the IRS, which means this afternoon would be even better. So yeah, I've gotta do that. Finding the time is gonna be difficult. It's 11 o'clock. I'm on the back half of the walk, so I'll be home by 11:30. But I've only got a couple of hours before I have to go pick up the kid from school. And I've gotta get lunch in there. The wife is still home. I need to record today. But I have to get the taxes out before I do much of anything else. So perhaps I'll use those 2 hours between the time I return and the time I go pick up the kid to deal with the necessary. Workers, roof skies going up. There's a lot of ice around. It's 40 something degrees, there's a lot of water running, but in the shadows there's still a lot of ice. The curbs where it was built up pretty high, there's a lot of wet ice. It's double slippery. But yeah, I've been to therapy, I went to the grocery store, got groceries. It's been a full day. It's been a full day already. And it's 11 o'clock. Which means I need more of a full day. No rest for the wicked. And I must have been a bad boy. Anyway, let me see. Not sure what I'm really thinking about right now, other than, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, I've got all the stuff I have to do. It feels great to have a book out, a new book out. Focus on that feeling. It's one I've been chasing since I let Captain Share loose. So it's one that I'm anxious to continue. A lot of geese flying today. I'm not quite sure why. In the middle of the day, there are so many geese out. I suppose part of it was there's people moving through the park, so they've taken wing. Just another three more going by. And the more I think about Panera being just across the bay here, just across the unimproved land, just on the other side of the landscape, the more I am drawn to the notion of perhaps changing up the morning walk to be my post-Panera prattle. Because I think it's a while over. If I walk over and have lunch, right, for an hour or two, come back, I can talk on my way back, talk about what I've just done. Maybe I'll do both. Double up on the exercise until I get the weight under control a little bit. It's not desperate, but I do need to get a handle on it before I go back to the doctor. I'm hoping I'm going to have enough battery left to actually do this thing. It didn't get fully charged this morning before I unplugged it and started on my morning routine. I stopped back at the house every once in a while to recharge it, but it's still running in the yellow on the battery. So I'm hoping I've got another 10 or 15 minutes worth of record time before it decides it's going to stop recording and complain about battery. We'll see. I wonder if there's something I can shut off that's not needed while I'm walking and talking. Let me see about that. So, 11:11, make a wish. Oh, all kinds of stuff running. I don't need Pandora. I don't need Twitter. I don't need Facebook. Undomondo is using a lot of CPU. GPS is running. The Bluetooth is off. There's no Wi-Fi. Okay. Minimum necessary for recording and timing. So we're on. Yikes, that's slippery. A shadowed spot where they didn't shovel very well and a lot of footprints. Feet have polished the ice quite smooth. There we go. So I'm pushing to get back because I'm in a hurry because I got stuff I got to do. I got stuff I want to do. I got stuff I need to do. One of the things I need to do is get a better handle on my accounts so that this isn't a, oh my God, I've got to do this right now thing. Instead, it's just a question of opening up a spreadsheet, taking two numbers out and paste them in. It's not like I don't know how to do that. It's just a question of doing it once and for all, as they say. I also have to get to the mailbox today. Tomorrow. I've already got too much stuff to do today. I'll have to get out my little red book and make some notes for things I need to do tomorrow. Build a to-do list or something. Monk pole. Yeah, it's warm enough that hiking along, I don't have my fleece hood or anything, and I've unzipped my parka. It's still pretty warm. Part of it is because I'm exercising. Part of it is because the sun is just beating down. It's interesting, there's clouds here. I didn't remember seeing the clouds. I should look at the picture and see if the picture shows clouds. There's a band of clouds that's sort of built in over the eastern plains. There's a few poofy looking clouds to the south. Still nothing north. Still nothing over my head. Still nothing back to the west. Beautiful morning. And it is still morning. Go me. I suppose it would still be talking on my morning walk if I talked for the first mile. Talked about what I was going to write that day. What I was hoping to accomplish that day. That might work out. We'll see. So, yeah, yesterday was a big day. It was late before I got the book finally patched together. I did some messing about on the internet, it's true. There's so many, Brandon was talking about this today, we're chatting a bit between errands with the lies we tell about self-publishing. I got my Balticon invitation. I sent back a couple of suggestions for panels, mostly having to do with social media. In fact, both having to do with social media. It was good to sign up. So yes, I will be there. I have to get my hotel reserved. I have to get my plane tickets bought. But not today, because today I have to do taxes. Run, bunny, run. Oh, this looks nasty. It is. Half inch of water on glare ice. How pleasant. Anyway. So yeah, we're talking to Brand about the lies we tell. There's some realities about self-pub and trad-pub that I don't really need to expound on here because it's kind of pointless. I'm not talking, I'm just walking, I'm thinking about foreign rights. And I have a contract that I have to sign and get back. I have to get this stuff moving, otherwise my foreign rights agent is going to say, you know, I can't be bothered with you if you can't be bothered to turn this stuff around in a reasonable amount of time. So I've got to get better at that. I've had it for a couple of weeks, it came just before Christmas, so it's been sort of buried in holiday mail. I didn't want to turn around and dump it back into holiday mail. which means now it's been sitting, which means now I've, for all intents and purposes, forgotten it. I have to deal with that. The business. I have to deal with the business. One of the things my therapist asked is, what part of the business, how much of your time, how much of a distraction is it? And a lot of it is not really what I consider the business. A lot of it is, a lot of social media stuff isn't really business, although it has a certain aspect. Even this is providing content to you listeners who want to know what the life of a full-time author is like, just how boring and horrible it really is. And also how much fun it is. It's awkward to think about. And when I started this walk, I was talking about things like identity and particularly for men of a certain age who are socialized to conflate identity with career, identity with work. I am what I do. And to a certain extent, it's still true, but the problem that I have, the problem I keep stubbing my toe on, the thing that I still wrestle with is, I come from a very blue-collar, lower-middle-class blue-collar background. And I've made two transitions in the last 20 years from lower-class blue-collar to middle-class academic and now upper-middle-class artist, which doesn't seem quite right. An artist should be lower class, poverty class. The fact that I'm not in that position is a bit shocking. It's a bit disconcerting. And so a lot of things, my Puritan work ethic says, oh, well, you should have to do this before you do that. And the problem is that art doesn't work that way. Yeah, 1740. 17 and a half, that's close, that's about my par for the back hour, the back half. So yeah, I'm having this sort of odd thing happen where I've got this wonderful schedule, it's all laid out, and I should be able to work the schedule, and of course, everything gets in the way. I have a plan. The plan is the plan. And as long as I don't mistake the plan for what's actually going to happen, as much as it's a goal for things that I want to happen, I think I'll be all right. I still want to do 6 books this year. I want to do 8 books this year. I don't know if I have it in me to do 8 books. I don't know if I can find the level of focus, of concentration it would take to do that. But we'll see. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll fail at 4. That would be terrible. At any rate, I hope this continued to record. It says the battery is low. We'll see. And I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.